light the fire. Our desire, Lord.
Well, good morning. Welcome to Calvary Chapel. It's great to have you with us. And if you have your Bibles, we're reading out of Proverbs, and we're in Proverbs 17 in the book of wisdom, and really great wisdom to lead and guide our lives by. So if you have your Bibles, you want to look at the overhead, we're in about verse 15. We'll go to the end of Proverbs 17. He who justifies the wicked and he who condemns the righteous, both of them alike are an abomination to the Lord. Why is there a price in the hand of a fool to buy wisdom when he has no sense? A friend loves at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. A man lacking in sense pledges and becomes surety in the presence of his neighbor. He who loves transgression loves strife. He who raises his door seeks destruction. He who has a crooked mind finds no good, and he who is perverted in his language falls into evil. He who begets a fool does so to his sorrow, and the father of a fool has no joy. A joyful heart is good medicine, but a broken spirit dries up the bones. A wicked man receives a bribe from the bosom. He perverts the ways of justice. Wisdom is in the presence of the one who has understanding, but the eyes of a fool are on the ends of the earth. A foolish son is a grief to his father and bitterness to her who bore him. It is also not good to fine the righteous, nor to strike the noble for their uprightness. He who restrains his words has knowledge, and he who has a cool spirit is a man of understanding. Even a fool, when he keeps silent, is considered wise. When he closes his lips, he is counted as prudent. Father, so many good instruction for us to walk in. Lord, not to open our mouth and speak folly, but to just guard our words. Lord, to walk in the ways that are righteous, Lord, that we might be blessed by you. And Lord, not to walk with those that are in the path of evil, Lord, but let us be those who are wise and have understanding. Lord, we thank you so much, Lord, for the work of your Spirit in the lives of your people. Lord, we do pray this morning, God, that you would pour out your Spirit upon us. Lord, as we seek you and desire to bless you through our worship time, and also, Lord, through the Word. Open our hearts, open our minds to all that you have for us. Lord, you're a supernatural God, and our salvation is a supernatural work. Let us not miss that. Lord, let us not just be religious and just have our church time and our fellowship time and our worship time and our Bible study time as by rote. Lord, but I pray that you would do a supernatural work that you planned from the foundation of time in each and every person. Lord, we're all in a different state in our walk with you. So, Lord, I pray that you'd show yourself strong. God, pour out your Spirit. Reveal yourself to us this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. And all God's people said, amen. You can stand or be seated as we worship the Lord together.
Darkest
us to sing this last one? Praise God. Sing that together? Let's try it.